We're back. 2013 NRL Live coming at you for our second year now. And a whole lot to talk about the season preview this week. Of course, less than 2 weeks to kick off, so of this premiership proper. So we need to get down to business from the very early stage. Got a great show lined up for you, previewing all 16 teams and giving our top 8 predictions. And as well as that, we're going to speak a little bit about Ben Barber, and then Tigers MS and I have our Super Coach, brand new segment for the season 2013, our Super Coach discussions. And World of Sports back as well, as in my esteemed colleagues on NRL Live, St. Peter. How are you, mate?
Very good, thanks, Paul. How are you, mate?
Very good, very good. And all ready to kick off 2013?
Getting exciting.
Yeah, it's getting very close. Getting very close indeed. And Tigers MS is with us, of course. How are you, mate?
Very good, very good.
That's good. And let's get straight into things in regards to Ben Barber, hot off the press, I guess. Yesterday, Ben Barber suspended indefinitely by the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. And guys, at the moment, not too much information out about it, but it just seems like he's basically been having a tough time since breaking up with his childhood sweetheart, Ainsley Curry. They've got two kids together. Basically, late last year, they got separated, and he's since had subsequent problems, allegedly with gambling, alcohol, and spending. So now he's the Canterbury Chief Executive, Todd Greenberg, said on Monday, Ben Barber is ill and he needs help. He's at a point where I think football is the furthest thing from his mind. Tigers MS, what do you make of this in regards, I guess, not only to the Bulldogs' premiership aspirations for 2013, but the man himself, Daly M medal winner, Ben Barber?
Well, the Dogs, first off, I mean, it's a pretty good move from Greenberg, I think, in terms of, like, they, like, on the in the press, he was saying, well, it was easy, we could have just cancelled his contract. However, he would have easily picked up another contract, because I don't think he did anything wrong NRL-wise in terms of, like, the Robert Liu case and stuff like that.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get a suspension from the NRL or a ban.
Yeah, so I think they've done a very smart thing, and it's a smart move on their half, because if he does get better in a certain amount of time, before the season's over. I mean, some are suggesting 6 months, some are suggesting 12 months. But if he does get better, then, yeah, he's back in, and you saw what his form was like, even in the All-Stars game, where they had, he was pretty much unstoppable at times. I think, yeah, as for Barber himself, I think, yeah, he just needs to sort of get himself sorted out, and he's probably on the way to doing that, and we'll see how he comes back from that. But he may be one of those people that can put problems in the background once he's on the field, kind of like Shane Warne, who, you know, his world could be on fire, but once he gets on the field, he just goes about his job and then deals with it after he gets off it. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully he gets over it quick and gets back out there.
And, Pete, I mean, it's not easy, obviously. He's come over from Mackay from a very young age, living in Sydney, and you know, it hasn't always been easy for him moving here, so I guess those aspects come up as well.
Absolutely. You know, you imagine a young fella coming from Mackay, and particularly the young, he's only about 23 years old, with his childhood sweetheart, and it would be very difficult for her as well, long way from family, and big difference between Mackay and Sydney.
Yeah. So
not the first time that Ben has had an issue. They said that a couple of years ago in an under-20s match, he actually just left the field. He's basically lost interest, didn't want to play the game anymore, sort of thing. So the issues have been there for him in the past, but on behalf of all rugby league lovers, I'd love to see him back on the field and very, very soon, and back to playing 100% and having his life all in order.
Well, that's right. I'm going to preview his team, man, every team coming straight up, and of course Supercoach, that's going to have an impact too. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but Pete, let's get started with you, the Brisbane Broncos. You're going to have a quick look at what is in line for them this season. Their best buy, David Stagg, returning from the Bulldogs, and their biggest loss, Petro Sivinasiva, retiring amongst others. Pete, how do you see Brisbane doing this year?
Yeah, I like their buy of Scott Prince from the Titans. It's been shown in the past, in order to win a premiership, you need a really good half. And I think the halves tend to let Brisbane down in the latter stage of last year. Brisbane, I can't see them winning the comp. I don't think they've quite got the cattle. But I'd probably place them around, probably about the same as last year. I think they'll finish around about 6th or 7th there. They'll make the 8th, but you won't see more than that from them.
Yeah, it could be a long year for them. Obviously, Scott Prince, very critical to their successes. Tigers MS, Canberra Raiders, you live down in the nation's capital. Their best buy, they haven't sort of bought and sold many, but Joel Edwards coming over from the Knights, while the biggest loss, probably Bronson Harrison going off to the Dragons. How do you see them going in 2013?
Yeah, well, I think a couple of things need to go right for Canberra, for them to go okay this year. And Campo's knee is on top of that list.
Yeah.
If he plays out the season, I think they'll finish a lot higher than people suspect they will. Like, a lot depends on him. However, they did make the second week of the finals, the season just gone without him for most of the season. So they've certainly improved in terms of being able to cope without Campisi in the side. And because the Raiders haven't lost too many people, and their roster is relatively the same, but it's still pretty young, but it's now starting to get some experience with those young guys playing a season, like the guys like Dugan, people like that. I see this as a turning point year for the Raiders. If they improve their consistency, they'll almost be a top four team.
Yeah.
If they continue on their way, then something has to change at the top. And it's going to be a tough choice for the Ferner family, if it comes to that. I think they'll make the top eight, top four as an outside chance.
Yeah, well, certainly they've got a great chance if they can improve on last year, and hopefully then they won't have to worry about such tough decisions. The Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, well, they've picked up Tony Williams from the Seagulls, of course. That's their best buy, while biggest loss, Bryson Goodwin, is probably their biggest loss there going to the Rabbitohs, especially now that they've lost Ben Barber. It will be tough to emulate the efforts from last year, obviously, and with Barber not being there, it definitely won't help things. I expect they're going to have a pretty hard-fought season. Every game, teams are going to be out to prove their worth against them, being grand finalists last year, and in the end I think they're going to end up sneaking in the top eight in seventh, but obviously they've had a lot more losses than gains, only Tony Williams coming over, but guys like Jonathan Wright, Bryson Goodwin, David Stagg, good solid sort of first grade players, Luke McDougall, all leaving for greener pastures, so they're very much going to be relying on their current roster, and already losing Barber, a couple of injuries in there could make it tough for them. Pete, the Cronulla Sharks really had a good year, overachieved last year, and they've bought very solidly in for season 2013. Their best buy, Luke Lewis from the Panthers, amongst many others. Biggest loss, probably Jeremy Smith going to the Newcastle Knights, but how do you see they're going to go this year?
Well, what do you guys think of the Cronulla Tiger Sharks, hey? a few players from the Tigers during the off-season. I think they have bought extremely well. Michael Gordon's a great player, played an Origin game there a couple of years ago. We all know what Luke Lewis can do. I think the Cronulla are in for a really, really good season. I think Shane Flanagan's a very fine coach. I think you'll see Cronulla on the edge of the top four. That's for me. Cronulla supporters could be their best year in quite a while.
Well, they certainly bought very well, and so we'll see if they can translate on the paper to on the field. Another team that's certainly bought or at least one big name is the Gold Coast Titans. Tigers and Messers are going to look at them. Their best buy, Dave Taylor from the Rabbitohs. It's a huge buy, but they did lose a few pretty good players, including their captain, Scott Prince, who's going to the Broncos. Tigers MS, how will it affect them this year?
Okay, well, basically for the Titans, for this season, for them to go well, everything needs to be almost perfect. They've got two inexperienced halves. Not saying they're bad halves, they're just inexperienced, but they will need to perform from round one. And a lot of things that the Titans did last season will have to be improved upon. A lot of just the simple things have to be, picked up to a level that's acceptable. Now, I'm not 100% certain, but I'm sure Idris and Taylor are probably going to sit on the same side of the field. So whichever opposition is against them is just going to be peppered all. I think 99% of the ball is going to go that way, honestly. Going to give it to Taylor or give it to Idris, one of the two. And those two young halves. Now, I know Caesar's going to be one of them, but there's three others to choose from there in Albert Kelly, Rankin, and I can't recall third fringe guy.
Is his name.
Ah, okay. Basically, John Cartwright's job is riding on this season, and they need to get in the top eight for him to save it, I think. But I don't think they will.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, and those two players that you mentioned, Taylor and Idris, are two players that probably haven't reached their full potential yet, so will that occur this year? Well, the Manly Warringah Seagulls, talking about a team that maybe didn't live up to potential last year, they've got a great opportunity this year. Their best buy, Richie Faioso from the Storm, while their biggest loss, Tony Williams, obviously leaving to the Bulldogs. They didn't perform... they generally don't perform poorly 2 years running, and I know they finished fourth last year, but they were a bit... off their game. I think if the Stewart brothers can get healthy early, that will really give them a shot at the minor premiership, especially if Cherry Evans returns to his rookie year form. I do think they'll finish second and make the grand final. Not sure if they're going to win that one or not. I'll let you know who I do think is going to win later on. Pete, the Melbourne Storm, probably their biggest rival. They've also had a bit of change there with additions and losses. Junior Moores is coming from the Tigers, probably their best buy. The biggest loss, I think, would be Sikamanu from the Panthers. They'll be hoping Moores will probably emulate the type of football that Manu did play for them. But, Pete, how do you think the Premiers will go this year?
Well, absolutely. You're spot on there with that little swap you've mentioned. They've bought a couple of good players, so they've bought those. Lagie Seder from the Broncos, and Brett Finch also came in from Wigan, so he's returning, playing a couple of years for Melbourne previously. They've lost a few with Dane Nielsen going as well, who played very well for them, and Todd Lowry, who came out from Parramatta there, and also a real workaholic forward.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it matters for Melbourne. Bellamy seems to be able to... he has some brilliant 1, 6, 7, 9, and whoever he puts in there seems to absolutely work their backside off.
That's right.
And, you know, you can't knock him the way he does things. Gets all emotional up in the box there, but he seems to be able to get these average players we're talking about. There's no real household names amongst a lot I just mentioned, but you will see them work extremely hard this year, and Melbourne will be very, very hard to beat once again, definitely in the top four.
Yeah, they play to a system, and a game that we'll talk about a bit later was the, of course, the World Champions Cup, the World Challenge Cup, and they did very well to win that game, and some new exciting players were heavily involved. So they'll do well this year. Tigers MS, Newcastle Knights, obviously with Wayne Bennett there, they'll be looking for bigger and better things off the back of last year where they came home strong. I think their best buy is definitely Jeremy Smith from the Sharks. And their biggest loss, well, I can't find one. They've got rid of a number of players, but I think it has been excellent and astute buying and selling of their players. Great recruiting year for Newcastle Knights. How do you think that will translate on the field?
Well, yeah, it's been pretty good, hasn't it? Also, with Tinkler settling some debts, so that kind of financial cloud is settled as well.
Yep.
Basically, I think the main thing is that they have to settle, and I know last year they had a bit of problems with injuries and such, but they have an abundance of sevens and sixes at their disposal, and they need to decide that, okay, it's going to be Kurt Gidley at six and Mullen at seven, or... Whoever it else is going to be at seven, that they had, you know, they had a whole list of them going through, and they need to decide who's right for those spots. Newcastle's built up over last year and this season coming a very solid and tough forward pack, and they have the ability to give Newcastle a chance to finish very high up the ladder. Mm. However, a lot does depend on Darius Boyd. He was well out of sorts last year, I thought. But if he's out of the doldrums and he's ready to play, then I think he'll be a vital part for them, and I think that they can be one of the surprise packets.
I agree. And New Zealand Warriors, well, they're a team, obviously, just 2 years ago, everything was going their way, made a grand final. Last year it didn't work out. Change of coach and then change of coach again has given them an opportunity, I guess, for a new era. Their best buy, I think, Dane Nielsen, a great pickup from the Storm, while their biggest loss is no doubt their former captain, Michael Luck, who has retired. But they lost quite a few players. James Maloney is another one to the Roosters that you could mention. So they'll be looking at their new coach to provide a new direction. I expect some enterprising attack mixed with some stoucher defence, but I am very worried about their maddeningly inconsistent moments. I think their predicted finish of 10th suggests that maybe a couple of games that they should win, they may not win and cost them a top 8 finish. Pete, North Queensland, look, this is a team that has got a lot going for them. If they can just learn how to win in Sydney, you'd think they could go a long, long way in the NRL competition. Their best buy is a former St. George Dragon, Clint Greenshields, coming over from the Catalans Dragons, while the biggest loss, James Seguiara, I think, to the Panthers will hurt them. Pete, how do you think they're going to go this year?
No worries. Interesting team, North Queensland Cowboys. Also picked up Rory Cross-Jason from the Storm, so he's got a bit of that winning culture, which is very important, I think. The Cowboys, I'm puzzled by this team. They seem to be able to win well up there, but traditionally struggle in Sydney, particularly at the business end of the season.
Yep.
I think that they have a problem with their reliance on Jonathan Thurston. They don't seem to be able to get a halves combination, or where they're spending too much money on other players there. They need a halfback to actually go with Thurston.
Yeah.
And for me, they just don't seem to quite have it. I think the loss of the former hooker Aaron Payne will be a big one for them as well. James Seguiara going to Penrith is a big one for them. I can still see them in the 8 on the back of Thurston. If Thurston gets injured, they could end up way down the ladder. I think they could finish in the bottom half of the 8 for mine.
Yeah, they've certainly got a good roster, but like you say, a couple of key injuries could cost them. Tigers MS, a team that was all in the news for all the wrong reasons in 2012 with the Parramatta Eels. Obviously, they've got a new coach in Ricky Stewart, but they've also picked up Darcy Lussick from the Seagulls, probably their best buy, but some big losses too, including that of Nathan Hindmarsh, who's retired. Can they turn around last year's poor wooden spoon effort, and how do you think they'll go this year?
Okay. Look, I think they'll improve, but number one, Sando has to be better. Number two, Hayne has to be better. Mm. If these two guys can fire for the Eels, it'll give their supporters some hope and they'll win more games than they're expected to. You mentioned Darcy Lussick. Unfortunately for him, he's the Hindmarsh replacement, if there can be a replacement for Hindmarsh. So the pressure is piled on him. He'll be expected. So a lot will be expected of him. Look, I think under Ricky Stewart, they'll get better as a team and as a unit, but it will be a process, and I think there'll be improvement this year, but it won't be finals.
Yeah, they've already started announcing signings for 2014, so that shows you how far ahead they've got to look, and probably rightly so. The Penrith Panthers is another team that had an awful year in 2012, only really a very woeful Parramatta Eels gave them the opportunity to not get the wooden spoon. They've completely overhauled their roster. Their best buy, Sika Manu from the Storm, or the biggest loss, probably Luke Lewis from the Sharks to the Sharks. They actually got rid of 9 players, including 3 mid-season, and they picked up 15 new buys. Can you believe it? So a huge roster overhaul. This could take time to redevelop. Probably will come on stronger as the year progresses. Ivan Cleary, a very well-credentialed coach. You'd think that he'll be able to get more out of this team now he's in his second year with them, but they will need work in the halves to truly compete. They're very much playing from behind the eight ball there. They need to find someone that's going to be a real difference maker in the halves, whether that will be someone like Luke Walsh able to come on a little bit, I'm not too sure, but I have them finishing in 9th. Pete, your team, the St. George Illawarra Dragons, are a team that probably struggled last year and not a lot of buys and sales this year that are making a huge difference. Their best buy, probably Jared Beale from the Broncos. I rate this guy immensely. I think he'll do good things down there. But they have lost some big names, including that of Ben Hornby to retirement, probably their biggest loss. How's that going to affect your club?
Okay, yeah, certainly agree with you with Jared Beale. They were shorter halfback last year after the shorter fullback, I should say, after the Tim Moulton fiasco. Mm. So it's good that they've actually gone and plugged that gap with a quality player. Their biggest problem last year, or they finished, I think, fourth or fifth best in defence last year. Attack-wise, they finished last, if you can believe that, and still finished ninth. So obviously, attack was a problem last year. I don't see a lot of players there who are going to improve at any great amount, to be quite honest. I see a bit of an ageing team needing a bit of an overhaul, I think. The other crucial buyer there, though, is, and I reserve my judgment for a few weeks, is the young halfback from Manly called Josh Drinkwater.
Mm.
The other night he was supposed to have done very well in the under-20s, but played the other night a bit and ran at the line, has a bit of a kicking game. So if he and Saud can click in the halves and Saud decides to run at the line, then they could well make the eight. But if he doesn't have a good year, then I fear that the Dragons will finish well down the ladder and will definitely finish outside the eight.
Yeah, definitely a lot rides on young Drinkwater. Tigers MS, South Sydney, one win away from the grand final last year. They picked up some pretty decent buys, including that of Bo Champion returning from the Gold Coast Titans. Probably, for mine, their best pickup, because I think he's very underrated. While their biggest loss is another member of their team that went to the Titans in Dave Taylor. Can they take that next step in 2013?
Look, I think the Rabbits should probably emulate their season from last year, because there's not a lot of changes in the squad. However, Reynolds will be under extra pressure this season because everyone will be onto him and they would have looked at endless hours of video on him. And after having such a great year, the expectation from his own supporters, his own teammates, will be very high for a repeat performance. And also, any team that has Greg Inglis as a fullback is always a threat. The main thing I think that could slow the Rabbitohs down with the season coming up is depth. As we saw last season in the semi, if Reynolds goes down, they've got no one else who can lead the team around. All respect to John Sutton, but he's not going to lead a team around. He's more of a running guy,
yeah,
and definitely not an organiser. To be honest,
pressure's going to come on their young under 20s halfback, I think.
Yeah, it probably will. They've swapped like for like in Taylor and Teo, two forwards who float in and out of games, can be damaging on their day, but really pick and choose their times to run the ball. But yeah, I can see them probably finishing in the top four, if not the top two.
Well, Pete, the Sydney Roosters, they've made big splashes in the off-season, including their best buy, Sonny Bill Williams, coming back from Rugby Union. It's going to be a great marketing ploy, if nothing else. As far as their biggest loss, probably Brayton Astor going to the Tigers is their biggest loss. But can the Roosters turn around what was a pretty poor season for them last year with a new coach now in 2013?
Well, they say every year, Paul, at the beginning, or boys, at the beginning of a season, that this is the toughest season to pick in years, and I fear this club is the hardest one to pick of the lot, I think, as to what they're going to do. You're right about Sonny Bill's marketing ability. They're expecting that first game against South Sydney at the football stadium to be a sellout.
Wow.
An amazing way to start the season. I look at them and I think, gee, they've recruited world-class players, Sonny Bill Williams, James Maloney and Michael Jennings in particular.
Yeah.
And Luke O'Donnell. But then I think they've picked up a bloke like Sonny Bill's just come back from Rugby Union. How many games will he play? Injury prone. Michael Jennings, attitude and injury prone. Luke O'Donnell, 100 years old. James Maloney played poorly in 2012 and well in 2011. A real mystery team. If it all clicks, they could do absolutely anything and land in the top four. If it doesn't, they could land in the bottom four. And their coach is also a first-year, first-grade coach in the NRL. So pressure is on our Bondi way.
Big unknown on the coach. That's going to be a big pressure cooker moment for him joining Roosters of all teams. Finally, Another team with a new coach, Tigers MS, is your my team, the West Tigers. Their best buy, Brayton Asta, coming over from the Roosters. He's going to add some stability to them, but their biggest loss, well, they've lost a bunch to the Sharks, as Pete mentioned earlier, but Gareth Ellis, back to his home country of England for the Super League, is probably their biggest loss. How is this new-look West Tigers going to go, do you think?
Well, look, I think the Tigers will probably like not having expectation on them.
Yeah.
Last season was, it was a disaster. And, that's resulted in them having a new coach, having, you know, a mini clean out in terms of a few players, you know, they're going. For 2013, I think, of course, as it does, or as it has done for the past couple of years, a lot does depend on Robbie Farah and Benji Marshall. But this season, they'll have Brayton Asta there. And Ernesto to be a successful acquisition for the Tigers, I think he's going to be required to exert his influence a little bit.
Yeah.
And calm things down at times. Mm. The Tigers do tend to play on the emotional ebb and flow of the game. And, yeah, if Braith can then get things a little bit on an even keel, there may be a few less interesting decisions, shall we say, by the players out there on the field. The young players like Jacob Miller and Corabidi, they'll need to be as important to the main team as they were to the under-20s in the finals last year.
Yeah.
It's very rare that that a winger is a vital cog in a, you know, is a go-to guy in a final situation, but that's what he was for the under-20s. And
he's
that's what
unstoppable
he has to be.
One-on-one. Jonah Lomu-esque.
That's right. He has to be that kind of guy for the main Tigers team this year. Tigers will probably need some luck with injuries, especially in the forwards, to be competitive this year. If that happens, then who knows? I can't really place them. I'm going to have to say they'll probably just miss out on the eight coming into this year, just purely based on last year and not being able to get a read on them.
Yeah, well, you mentioned two young guys that are getting a lot of attention over the off-season, but there's two other young guys who were mainly out injured last year, and James Tedesco and Curtis Sirenen, and they are also very integral to how the Tigers, I think, will go in 2013.